Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. If you might be detecting a wee bit of a music vibe change today, I will be the one to tell you. It was at my request. One of my favorite artists of all times, an artist named D'Angelo, passed away yesterday at the age of 51 from cancer. He has changed music in only 3 albums, so we're listening to some of his music this afternoon. I hope you all don't mind. We're going to get back to our incredibly important discussion with 2 professors from both of the schools that I went to for part of my higher education, Professor Barry Burton at the University of Wisconsin-Madison and Professor Charles Franklin Polster extraordinaire from the Marquette University Law School. Let me start with you, Charles. The conundrum that we're going to talk about here is when pollsters ask pretty clear, straightforward questions about a variety of MAGA policies, and specifically Trump policies. Tariffs are a good example of this. You ask people about, do they feel like they're doing better off now than they were a year ago? Not really all that much. But the top line that I have seen when I look at polling, and the ACA is a perfect example of this. When it was first enacted, overwhelmingly net negative public polling on it. It is now the complete opposite, overwhelmingly net positive. So when you stack up the actual policies of Democrats and Republicans, Democratic policies generally are favored by either a plurality or a majority of Americans. And yet, as we were talking about right before the break, the Democratic Party is not doing well. And we're going to get to that second conundrum in a moment. But I wanted to get your reflections on this phenomena, this conundrum. And I think you hit on something that may be the source of this, a bit of our own tribalism.
There's no question our tribalism plays a big role, that it is hard to see the value in the other party's policies, just as their candidates either. And so we do dig ourselves into trench warfare, really. Our side's good, the other side's bad. We very rarely give credit to the other side when it, produces a genuine policy success. There are a couple of exceptions right now. One is pretty wide recognition on Trump's policy on the southern border, where 56% approve of the job he's done on handling border security. That falls to about 46% or so on how he's handling immigration, a different kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Majorities in the high 50s or low 60s support deporting immigrants in the U.S. illegally, but a majority oppose deporting those who don't have a criminal record. And so it really depends on how you frame the question for where you come down. And on Trump policies, tariffs have been terribly unpopular since February, when he first started announcing his tariff policy. And people are very negative about how he's handling inflation. Now, remember, that was a problem for Joe Biden. He was very unpopular for handling inflation, too. The one thing is that the party's images across a number of issues favor Republicans. If you ask not, do you approve or disapprove of Trump's handling of these issues? But do you think Republicans would do a better job handling the economy or Democrats would do a better job handling the economy? A majority say Republicans would do a better job, even though Trump's approval rating on handling the economy is quite negative. And we see this across a number of issues, that except when it comes to health care, where Democrats have a strong advantage, the party's images are more positive for Republicans across a range of issues, even though Donald Trump is net negative on all except the southern border.
It's truly fascinating. And the questions that you pointed out, Professor Franklin, how you ask them, at what level of specificity you're asking these questions, points out to me what I'm going to generalize, and I'll let you guys limit my generalization here. But it really points to this phenomena that has existed amongst or between Republicans and Democrats for quite some time. Republicans, excellent at top line, cut through the noise messaging. They get everybody on message. It's platitudinal, right? Whereas you've got Democrats dealing with the particulars, talking about specific things, asking those second level down questions about not, do you agree that people who are here illegally should be deported? But should Donald Trump be using military-esque deportation tactics with masked soldiers to deport people that have no criminal record? And that, to me, is what is so fascinating here. Professor Burden, if you can still hear me, do you see this sort of what I'm going to call platitudes versus particulars as one of the downdrags for Democrats over the last decade or so? I think we may have lost Professor Burden, so I'm just going to ask my other expert, do you think, Professor Franklin, in terms of messaging, that tension between, again, platitudes and particulars amongst Democrats and Republicans has been one of those downdrags or impediments to Democrats being able to cut through in a more effective way?
Yeah, I think messaging plays an important role, and at least among Democrats, there's often frustration that their party doesn't message as effectively as Republicans do. Now, I don't quite buy that. I don't think one party has cornered the market on good messaging. But, you know, the broad, pithy comment is better than the detailed technical comment.
Something I would do well to remember, given my current occupation. It's not a legal argument, Matty. It's a radio show. We're going to come back. We're going to go get Professor Burden. We're going to continue with Professors Burden and Franklin talking about the state of our Democratic small d dialogue in this country. You can join us, 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. Stick with us. We'll be back with more in just a moment.